It's 10:13, and this is Observer Radio News for Wednesday, April 20th, 2011. I'm Matilda Miranda with Melanie Shawil and Sharon Tharab. It's a cool and windy 4 degrees right now outside our East York studios, going up to 9 degrees in the afternoon. Now here are the headlines. The mysterious death of a university student is being treated as a homicide. Ignatieff and Harper are heading east, and Libyan forces will be getting a needed boost. Now to our top story. Police are now treating the death of York University student Kwan Liu as a homicide, even though investigators are unclear about how she died. The body of the 23-year-old student from Beijing was found on Friday. Hours before her body was found, a friend in China was chatting with Louis by webcam. According to the Globe and Mail, he reportedly saw her struggling with the visitor who knocked at her door and entered her apartment. Liu's father, who is heading to Toronto today, says the friend she was talking to on webcam was her boyfriend. The identity of the intruder is still unknown. In election news, Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff are heading out east to continue on their campaign trail. Harper will go to Edmundston, New Brunswick, after starting his day in Quebec. From there, he will head to Fredericton, a riding that the Conservatives took from the Liberals in 2008. Ignatieff, on the other hand, will spend the morning in St. John, where he will meet with local Liberals and also make an appearance at a museum. In local news, the turmoil in Libya and the Middle East is causing an increased rising price of crude oil and making prices at the gas pumps even higher. Residents of Scarborough are affected and are unhappy. Observer Radio News, Christina Cheng has more.
Scarborough pumps are not being left behind as turmoil in Libya and the Middle East raises gas prices. According to the International Energy Agency, Libya is the world's eighth largest oil supplier in the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Although Canada does not get its oil from Libya, it is still affected by low oil supplies. Scarborough resident Sharon Harbins is being affected by the gas price hikes and says it's beginning to change her lifestyle.
It's affected me very badly. I really have to watch now where I go, what I use the car to do, and starting to really change my life and the way I do things. And something needs to be done soon. It's a scary situation.
Students are also feeling the pinch. Anne, a full-time student at Centennial College, can no longer afford her car.
I used to drive a Ford Explorer. It was costing me approximately $200 a week in gas just to get to and from work. And I couldn't afford it. It was like $800 to $1,000 a month just on gas, so I had to sell my truck. I think it's outrageous. It's too expensive.
McMaster University student Tanya Souza drives every week to visit family and friends in Scarborough. She also commutes to work near Queen Street West every weekend. Souza expresses her frustration with the unstable gas prices.
It does piss me off, though, that when I do fill up, it's costing me over $50 to fill up a car when I don't think it should be like that. I think it's also ridiculous when it goes from like $1.15, $1.16 one day to like over $1.23 the next day.
Stock market speculators predict prices will continue to spurt due to the continued unrest in Libya. With the weather getting warmer and more people on the road, experts say driving could become even more expensive. Christina Cheng for the Observer Radio News.
Speaking of Libya, opposition forces there are about to get some help from two European nations. France is set to join Britain in aiding the Libyan rebels. According to the New York Times, the French government said it will join Britain in sending a small number of military liaison officers to support them. The Times says this will offer a diplomatic boost for the insurgent leader Mustafa Abdel Jalil, who met with President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris. French government ministers have stressed that this is not a military intervention. Ground troops will not be sent to the country to fight with the rebels. Now let's send it to Melanie for sports.
Thanks, Matilda, and hi, everyone. Yesterday, UFC fighter Randy Couture says he's retiring. According to CP24, he plans to do this after his fight against Lyoto Machida at the UFC 129 in Toronto. The fight will be next Saturday at the Rogers Centre. Chicago Blackhawks beat the Vancouver Canucks 7-2 in the Western Conference playoffs last night. The Canucks are still in the lead for the Cup. The next game is scheduled for Thursday night. Last week's NHL All-Star Game featured a brand new format. Captains got to pick their own teams. The game featured a shinny version of picking the teams. Fans seemed to welcome the change. Hockey fan Andrew Hayden says it adds variety to All-Star Weekend.
I think that would definitely be beneficial. Switching it up is something that's great to do. Because it kind of got really stale with the All-Star Game and just kind of got repetitive. I think they were trying to break that this year.
This year's game took place in Lehi, North Carolina. Next year's game is in Ottawa, Ontario. Rumors are that the draft format will remain. In past games, they would take the top players from the Eastern and Western Conference. The Toronto Blue Jays won last night's game against the New York Yankees. The winning run came in the 10th inning, ending the game 6-5 for the Jays. Also in Jays news, Frank Francesco has been taken off the disabled list. He put on the list back in March when he strained his shoulder. According to CP24, their manager John Farrell says Francesco will be available to play late in the next game. And that's all for sports. Stay with us after the break for entertainment with Sharon.
Want to catch yourself some angels, guys? Axe Excite's new captivating fragrance will bring those ladies under your wing. Axe Excite Body Spray. Experience heaven's wild side.
Welcome back to the show. Rim's Playbook tablet was launched yesterday with several glitches. According to the Globe and Mail, there were very few lineups in stores, and the company has to work out software bugs to make the device a little more user-friendly. Although one of the key features of the playbook allows BlackBerry users to sync it with their smartphones, customers in Canada and the US complained that they couldn't get the BlackBerry Bridge app that activates this feature. And still in technology news, the St. Patrick Catholic Secondary School in Toronto qualified for the international finals for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers Construction Challenge in Las Vegas in January. And as Alima Hotaki reports, the team has a lot to gain from the experience.
It's late afternoon, and a drill press sends echoes through the design and technology classroom at St. Patrick's, where the engineering team works on their robot. The students must build a robot that can move and carry boxes through different types of challenging terrains. Technology teacher Joe Saponera founded the team last September. He admits that the team's success has sparked interest in his technology courses, but reasons for joining the team differ from member to member. Some come for the prizes, while others, like Daniel Espina, come out of passion.
Oh, I like tampering with stuff, opening radios, opening computers.
The winning team will win a post-secondary scholarship. Win or lose, for Saponera, the most important thing is to gain life-enriching skills.
Yeah, the skills that I try to endear in them in the extracurricular is very similar to what I do in class. I want them to work in teams. I want them to do cooperative working, because in the real world, that's how they work.
The finals will be held in Vegas from March 21st to the 25th. 24 teams will participate in the finals, and only 3 are from Canada. Alima Hotaki, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
The royal wedding is fast approaching, and according to the Associated Press, Prince William and his bride-to-be Kate Middleton are trying to make the event as publicly accessible as possible. Palace officials will be streaming the event live on April 29th on the Royal Channel on YouTube. The live coverage will include the ceremony at Westminster Abbey, the procession at Buckingham Palace, and the couple's first public kiss on the palace balcony. AP also says William's press office will sync their live blog with the YouTube channel. And finally, one of Lady Gaga's little monsters will have the chance to work one-on-one with the pop sensation. The Metro says they have teamed up with Gaga, and she will be their global editor-in-chief for one day. Metro will fly the lucky winner to London, England on May 17th to become her assistant for that day. And that's all for entertainment. We'll send it back to Matilda for the wrap.
Thanks, Sharon. You can hear more news, weather, sports, and entertainment at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.